Okay, everyone. It's time for us to move on now to our second teaching, which is on praise. Okay, so if you want to open your notes, your folder there. You know, it's interesting, and this wasn't part of my teaching, but I was working on this, reviewing it yesterday. And in the midst of it, of course, there was a lot going on about our ravens and a lot of, and I just have to bring this in because to me it made so much sense. You know, we had the big rally out in Harford County, and we had a big rally downtown, and we had a big rally not far from where I live at a place called Looney's on Bel Air Road. So I stopped by there. Herb and I used to always go to the rallies and so forth because we have season tickets and big Raven fans, you know. And in there, now I had just come, remember, from going over my notes for praise. So I go in there, and the place is filled with praise. I mean, just praise of Ravens, praise of Lamar Jackson, praise of we're going to the Super Bowl. Praise is saying that, you know, we're gonna win tomorrow, and then we're going to win the championship, and then we're going to Miami. And I sat there, and I thought, listen to this. I mean, there was so much energy and so much joy. And just so much togetherness, people, you know, all in agreement, all saying the same thing, all really happy about what was happening in Baltimore with our Baltimore Ravens. And I thought, these people are all praising the Ravens. These people are all praising our quarterback who has brought us to the brink of the Super Bowl. And I thought, isn't it interesting how we can come together as one, as those people were, and just be filled with joy and filled with excitement and filled with energy for a football team, you know, which is wonderful. And I mean, I'm part of it. You know, I'm go Ravens. However, it's passing. It really doesn't change our life. It really doesn't give us what we need in times of struggle, in times of challenge, in times of sickness, in times of sorrow. It's a good thing. I'm not putting it down. It enhances our life. But how much more, just think about this, how much more does Jesus Christ mean to us? How much more do we need to make praise a way of life for us? How much more do we need to praise Him who has given us life and has given us new life through the power of His Spirit? How much more do we need to praise the one who heals us when we need healing from physical problems, emotional problems, sadness, loss in our life? How much more do we need to praise the one who protects us? You know, every night since Herb passed, I've never lived alone before. I think I've shared this with you because we married young. We were high school sweethearts. And so when Herb passed in 2015, I'm in the home that we lived in. So every night before I go to sleep, I ask Jesus to protect me. I ask Him to pour out His precious blood around the boundaries of my home and keep it safe from any harm or anyone that would be there that shouldn't be, you know. And it brings me, I do that every night, and it brings me a peace. And I sleep well, and I sleep soundly. And in the morning when I wake up, the first thing I do is thank Him for protecting me through the night, for keeping me safe, you know, and then go into a time of praising Him for what He did for me, what He did for me through the night. So praise is what we're going to be talking about now, and praise is a really important thing. So you think about how you praise the natural, how we're praising now, like our football team, how we praise natural things in our life, but how much more should we be praising the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen? Amen? All right. Okay, we're going to turn to Psalm 100 in your Bible. Psalm 100's a great psalm for praise. The psalms, all the psalms are really good to get into praising the Lord. But I thought we would start off, and you'll see this in your notes. And it's Roman numeral 2, praise Psalm 100. And Psalm 100 says this: make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. come before his presence with singing. So what is that telling us? That means when we come to praise the Lord, we should come with joy. We should come with joy of who we're praising, of who we know, and who is in our hearts. We serve him. We're happy to serve him. We're happy to gather together and do things in the name of the Lord, aren't we? It makes us joyful. It makes us happy. We come before him with singing. So the songs that we sing here at St. Patrick's, and a lot of our contemporary worship songs are love songs to Jesus. It's telling him how much we love him. It's telling him who he is to us and who we are to him. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and we are the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. So the truth that we know, as we praise him, as we come into his presence, endures not only in our lifetime, but in our children's and in our children's children for all generations. Amen? So praise puts us then in a right relationship with God. And you know, we talk a lot here about, I don't need it, thank you though, sure, thank you. But thank you, I appreciate it. We talk a lot here about knowing Jesus, about, you know, we talk about making the circle, which is your life, and who or what is in the center of your life. And we talk how that needs to be Jesus, and we come to know him, not just know about him, come to know him as a personal Lord and Savior. This whole, what Father Dale talked about with prayer, and now we're talking about the praise element of prayer, is so much easier when we know him, when we move from just knowing about him in a religion to knowing him in a relationship. And that's possible. That's possible for you. It's possible for me. It's possible for anyone who wants to draw closer to him. You know, it's like when you you talk to somebody, you're having a conversation with somebody. If it's somebody that you know, it's very easy to do that, isn't it? And it's easy to share more about who you are and what's going on in your life and where things are. If it's somebody that you may have just met, the conversation is different. It's not as deep. You don't share as much of your heart and where things are in your life. And that's how it is with the Lord, too. You know, when we know about him, and I share this out of my experience, because I didn't always know him. I didn't always have a prayer time. I didn't always praise the Lord until I was 35 years old. And that's when it all changed for me. And I met a group of people who talked like they really knew him. And that was a turning point in my life when I gave my heart to the Lord in a personal way and received the power of the Holy Spirit. Then prayer came easy to me. It wasn't like, oh, I got to pray. It was like I was looking forward to talking to the Lord and looking forward to being quiet so I could hear what he was saying back to me. And that grows as you grow in him. So all of this that we're talking about, really, if you feel like it's hard, if you feel like it's a struggle, think about that. Think about it. Do I need to draw closer to him? Do I need to put him in that circle in my life? Do I need to be born again in the power of the Holy Spirit, so I have the power to do what is calling me to do? And he brings that and does that for everybody if we ask him. You know, I think what just came to my mind was the picture of Jesus. There's a really pretty door, and Jesus is standing at the door, and he's knocking on the door, like he knocks on the door of our hearts, but there's no doorknob for him to open and walk in. The doorknob is on the other side, on our side, indicating that it's up to us to open the door and let him in. So praise, as I was saying, is all a part of that. In your notes, it talks about how our prayer time begins with praise. When we praise God, we're submitting our life to him. We recognize him as our creator, our redeemer, and we are the creatures in need of his mercy. Praise puts us in a right relationship with God. In Revelations, turn to Revelations chapter 7. That's way, way in the back of your Bible. Revelation 7, and we're going to look at 9 to 12, verses 9 to 12. So Revelation 7, 9 to 12. Okay, after these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all the nations, tribes, people, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders, and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, and they worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Okay, so we see in Revelation 7 how we are all members of the body of Christ, and when we praise God, we join with all the heavens in recognizing the awesomeness of God. The worship of God throws out distractions and purifies our heart. It tells us that in the Psalms, particularly in Psalm 8, because it talks about how out of the mouths of babes the praise flows. Praise, in letter B, praise recognizes God in his character and his attributes and his deeds. That is, at the Gloria at Mass. The titles of Jesus. In your in the handouts that you received a little bookmark. And on this bookmark, it has all the different titles of Jesus. It's a really great way to start. If you've never spent time in praise, this is a really great way to do it. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. There's power in our praise because the Lord dwells in the praises of his people. The Bible tells us that. So when we praise him, he's with us. You know, there's many ways that the Lord comes to us. He comes to us as we praise him. He comes to us through his word because he tells us that he is the word made flesh. Of course, he comes to us through our prayer. He comes to us where two or more gathered. Scriptures say the Lord is with us. So we're gathered here right now. Jesus is here with us. And he comes to us, of course, through the Eucharist. He comes to us in many, many ways. And so we want to explore and be part of and practice all these ways, don't we? So we can really come to know Jesus. The Psalms are helpful, as I said before. All of these Psalms written in your notes, 95, 96, 97, all the way up to 100, 103. These are Psalms to read and to pray that can help us to praise the Lord. The creed can be turned into praise. Lord, I praise you for you are almighty, loving, and powerful. Lord, I praise you for you are the Savior, the Son of God, and the Son of Mary. So, in letter C, what happens when we praise God daily? Well, what happens is, just as we pray to him daily, he becomes real. We sense his presence. How can we say that? Because there's an anointing. An anointing is the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of Father, Son, and Spirit. When we're praising him, that anointing comes upon us. It comes in the room where we are. When we praise him, there's a change in the atmosphere. And that change happens because he comes. He comes through the praises. He dwells in the praises of his people. We become purified of things that we struggle with, such as resentment, such as anger. And we're more prone to hear him speak through the scriptures. You know, we can read the scriptures and say, amen, that's good, but maybe it really doesn't touch our heart. Maybe it's not something that we apply to our daily life. Maybe it's not what we call a rhema word. A rhema word is a personal word from God to you. The scriptures that you hear at Mass can be a rhema word for you. Hearing as you're praising, what comes to your mind can be a rhema word, a word of the Lord for you. What happens when we praise him is we're filled with a sense of his love, his greatness, and his power, because that's how he reveals himself, because that's what we're telling him. We're talking to him about who he is and what he's done for us. We're more confident in who we are as we come before him. We're more confident that he is our Father and we are his sons and his daughters. What happens when we praise the Lord is fear is driven out. Anxiety and discouragement flees. Oftentimes, we're plagued with fear. Oftentimes, we're anxious about different things in our life. And we pray, and we come to Mass, and it's still there. Praise is a real key that unlocks the door for us to be free of that. I love this, and I've shared this before, and you might want to write this down. Fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. You know, if you think about the things that you're often afraid of, and later on, when you've gone through that, you see that it seems so real, but it wasn't real. It really didn't happen. I didn't have that. This didn't happen to me. It's false evidence appearing real. And the whole discouragement. I read a book one time, and it gave a story about this that I never forgot, always remembered. And it was the evil spirits, the devils, talking to one another and saying, you know, we really got to get to these Christians, and they're drawing closer to the Lord, and what can we do about this? So the one devil says, I know the answer. You see up on that shelf, that box up in that shelf? In that box is the wedge of discouragement. It never fails. It never fails to touch the Christians and draw them away from what God is calling them to, the wedge of discouragement. So if you ever feel discouraged, remember that. That's that old wedge of discouragement that the devil keeps up on that shelf, and we're not going to accept that, are we? We're going to believe, we're going to have faith, and we're not going to allow a wedge of discouragement to be in our hearts to keep us from the good things that Jesus has for us. So praise is so, so important for us to do. Now let's look at application here. And I'm also checking our time. Okay, good. So it says, take some time to practice praising God by yourself. So we're going to do that. And we have, as I mentioned earlier, this nice little bookmark that you can keep in your Bible and use this as like the diving board. It's going to help you dive into praise. Use the helps to select phrases and vocally begin to praise them out loud for a few minutes. We're going to have time to do that for you to go off and do it. Turn the phrases into praise. Like, Lord, I praise you for being good. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, I praise you that you are the healer. Lord, I praise you that you protect me morning, noon, and night. Lord, I praise you for your word that guides me through the day and brings me wisdom when I need it. Lord, I praise you for your love for me, that you love me just as I am, as I come before you today, that you love me, that you care for me, that you created me, and that you are always with me. Lord, I praise you for the power of your Holy Spirit that you have released into my heart, that enables me to pray when I don't know how to pray as I should, that enables me to hear your word and to hear your voice. Lord, I praise you that you are my Lord, that you are my God. You look at this. Lord, I praise you that you are my Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of my life. I praise you that you are the Prince of Peace. I praise you that you are wonderful, that you are Counselor, that you are the Savior of the world. This, brothers and sisters, is what it sounds like. This is what praise is. We praise him for who he is to us, for who he is for us, for what his promises are. And as we do that, there is an anointing. There is a presence that does come. Maybe it won't come the first time. Maybe it won't come the second time. But I guarantee you, if you spend time in your prayer time each day praising the Lord, you will realize a difference. You will feel a difference. Now, I know some of you pray in the gift of tongues. Some of you do not. That's fine. For me, I do. I choose to do that. And that's my favorite form of praise. After I do what I just did and sharing what praise sounds like, I pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. The reason that's my favorite form of praise is because I don't have to think about what I'm saying. I don't have to think about all the things that the Lord is and has done and is doing. I can release the smallest member of my body, which is my tongue, to the Holy Spirit, pray in tongues, and as I'm doing that, that's when I hear the Lord's voice. That's when I'm able to hear what he has to say, or if his lead, or if a scripture comes to my mind that I feel that, you know, he's leading me to. And I share that. That's not the only way, but I'm just saying it's a very special way. And I, for me, it really works well. And for me, it's my favorite because I can surrender myself and not be thinking of all the things I need to say, but just know that as I pray in the power of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit comes, just as it did at Pentecost in Acts of the Apostles, I'm able then to hear his direction and so forth. So in the midst of the praise, and if that's something you want and it has never happened to you, he wants to give it to everybody. There's no such thing as, well, God didn't give me that gift. I was there at one time. And I was around all these people who did that, and I struggled with it back in the 70s. And what happened was I realized that I needed something more than I had. What happened was I was falling more and more in love with Jesus that my words didn't express how much I loved him. And so that's when tongues clicked for me, that is the perfect prayer, the Bible tells us, of the Holy Spirit. And so I tried to yield to it myself. I had no teaching on it at all. This was back before we had all life in the spirits and things like that. And it didn't happen because I thought my prayer of English would just transform into tongues. And that's not, it's not magic. That's not how it works. But then when I started hearing people and knew what it sounds like, I think it's important that we know how, what things are supposed to sound like. At least it is for me. So when I started going to different meetings and I would hear people praying that way again and again, it started to make sense for me. And then I started to do it. I thought, I want that too. And it's as simple as that. You know, it's for everybody. Now, what we're going to do here at St. Patrick's, this leads me to an announcement. On January 23rd, we're going to start having praise and worship times here in the hall in the evening at 6:30. And what that's going to look like is this. We're going to gather. We're going to sing some songs, the contemporary Christian songs that I talked about before that you hear often as you're coming in and as we've done before. And we'll sing songs together. And then we're going to have spontaneous praise, like we're talking about, like I just did, like we're going to do when we break up and we're going to use our little bookmarks to do. We're all going to do that together as a community, as the body of Christ. Then those who do pray in the gift of tongues, we'll do that. Those of you who do not, that's fine. We want you to listen. We want you to observe. We want you to see what it looks like. We want you to hear it, to see if this is something that I feel like the Lord's calling me to. If there's people that feel that they have a word from the Lord, that's called prophecy. There are people who the Lord speaks to and gives a word for all of us. We will hear that. When we hear that, we listen to it. And what we do is we pray that back, like, Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for telling me whatever the Lord is saying, you know. Prophecy is not, it doesn't predict the future. Prophecy is not something we did, we just finished a big seminar on the dark side. It's not on the dark side. It's in the scriptures. It's the word of the Lord. Prophecy is meant to edify the body of Christ, to build us up. It's meant to give us a sense of who he is and what he wants for us and what he's doing for us. It isn't something, it isn't predictable that predicts this is what's going to happen to you or anything of that sort. It's there to bring us his love, to bring us his encouragement, to bring us his edification, and it's always based on the scriptures. If it's not based on the scriptures, it is not pure prophecy. So that's how we always test that. It's always something that the Lord has already said to us in scripture. Okay, so in your handout too, there's also a great little leaflet called Praise the Way of Life. And that isn't for us to read today, but I really encourage you, you know, when you go home another time to read that, because it tells more about praise. And you wanted to say? Certainly. You don't know. Okay. When he, I don't know. I think what he's doing at the end of Mass is bringing together what he feels. That's more prophetic, more of a prophecy, more of bringing to the people what the word of the day was, what his message was, what was said through the singing, you know, and bringing that together for you to take home with you, to think about that, to meditate on that for the coming week. Okay, and the gift of tongues is in the Acts of the Apostles, when the disciples, they were all gathered, and Mary were all gathered in one room. They prayed for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon them, and the scripture says, and they all spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So it's a prayer of the Holy Spirit. And I can talk with you more about it at lunchtime if you'd like. And tell, yeah, I'd be happy to. Okay, so what we're going to do now, don't forget January 23rd. I kind of gave you an overview of what that's going to look like. It's going to be a praise and worship time. It's here in the hall. It's at 6:30. It will be in the bulletin, but it would be good for you to jot that down. Let me check the time. Okay, we're right on time. So what we're going to do now is take your little bookmark and go off. You can go outside, you can go out there, you can go over to this little prayer chapel we have set for you over there, and start to praise the Lord. You can do it quietly to yourself, you can do it out loud, whatever's comfortable for you. Whatever's comfortable for you. You know, take some time to praise him. Okay? And then stop and sense the quietness. Get a sense of the Lord's presence, a sense of his anointing. And ask yourself, you know, do I feel closer to the Lord? Do I feel a sense of his presence? And, you know, you might want to jot that down, or jot down what you feel like he might be saying to you. Also, in that time of quietness, when Father Dale talked about the prayer time and the appointment with God, I love that analogy. It's like, you know, it's like when you have an appointment with your doctor or with somebody for lunch and you can't make it, you know, you call them, don't you, and say, I'm sorry, I can't make it. Let's reschedule. So let's say when your appointment, you don't make it on a particular day. So you talk to the Lord, Lord, I can't make it at 10 o'clock. I know that's my time, but 2 o'clock's better today. And then you reschedule it in your mind and in your appointment book. So you want to make an appointment, just like you make an appointment with other things and other people. So in this quiet time that you're going into, write down what you feel would be your best time, a time that you're normally home, a time perhaps when you're home alone, because I find prayer is better for me, praise is better for me if I do it out loud. You know, if I'm here, I'm using my different senses, you know. And I know that's true for a lot of us. So you want to do it at a time when you can do it out loud, you know, and when you have a private time. And it's nice to just pick a spot, a comfortable spot. You can light a candle showing Jesus the light of the world, you know. You can even, if you'd like, play a song, one of your favorite songs that kind of just puts you in the presence of the Lord. And then praise him and talk to him like you talk to your best friend. But write that down in the quiet time of your time, your appointment time that you're going to make. Now, can you change that? Of course you can. of course, you know, we can change it. But the main thing is that we put time aside. And it is good to start with, like, 15 minutes if you can. If you can't do 15 minutes, do 10. If you can't do 10, do 5. The main thing is you're going to meet with him, you're going to praise him, you're going to talk to him, and that will be brought to increase. Okay? So we're going to take, let's see, we're going to go off now for 10 minutes. We'll take 10 minutes and go off to wherever is comfortable for you. Yes. Okay. And that's fine. If I'm not saying you have to pray out loud, I'm just saying these are different ways, you know. And certainly, the Lord knows what's in your heart and knows what you're saying to him, whether you're doing it quietly to yourself or whether you're doing it out loud. So, okay, so let's just say a quick prayer. Lord, we thank you for teaching us about praise. I pray, Lord, that you would be with all my brothers and sisters as they take this quiet time. I pray that you would just open their hearts and loosen their tongues to give you praise, and that you would speak quietly to them as they do this. And we pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, thank you. And we'll meet back here at 5 after 11.